T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People love them some Sergei Bobrovsky. This guy's singing to me. I'm hypnotized by his voice.
Somebody said, is that Tobin interviewing himself?
No.
In a Russian accent?
No. That's all authentic, baby. Texter writes in, swooning. Panthers should be favorite with the addition of Sergei.
I mean, is goalie the quarterback, being that usually teams that go far in the playoffs and that have a good chance to win the Stanley Cup are teams with excellent goalies.
They needed it, man, because it's been some rough sled in the last couple of years. And, you know, it's time. The one thing I'll say about the Panthers is, like, everybody's been kind of waiting, and they're like, this is the team. This is the team that's built for it. They've done the rebuild. This is the team with all the talent in South Florida. And we're sitting here, we're waiting, because every year it feels like they get off to a terrible start and go on a late run, and it's very frustrating.
But it's all goalie related, right?
Not all, but
I mean, most of it have been
very noticeable the last year, obviously. Ooh. with the huge switch.
Ooh.
And you replace a legend. It's not trying to disrespect Roberto Luongo. Like,
dude, no, I mean,
time catches up.
Look, you can, and people don't understand this. You can be a great player, but be at the end of your career and look really bad, and people criticize you for it. It doesn't mean you're not a great player.
Yeah.
And people think of, if you like the guy, it's easy to go to, well, what has he done? And you know what happens with quarterbacks, right? Quarterbacks. Because guess what? 2 years ago, a guy got fired for benching Eli.
Yep. Now what?
Right. Like, he was just ahead of the curve. He saw it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same way when I was in Cleveland. The way people thought about Bernie.
We keep saying, too, like, we're lucky we got the ending we did with Dwayne, where he was still a guy giving you moments and hitting game-winning shots.
Right, because the other alternative is
Kobe.
Kobe.
Carmelo.
I mean, who else? Like, Joe Johnson's still playing.
Yeah.
I mean, but
Joe Johnson must love basketball, because Joe Johnson has made a ton of money.
Right. ISO Joe, he plays that slow old man's game anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know, man. But thanks again to for Sergei for sitting down. As I left there, he goes, because we went from, remember, I told you, 2 days ago, my last interaction with him was the words, uncomfortable. And then yesterday's interaction went much better, where he goes, next week. I'm like, hey, man, you tell me. This is just your word, Sergei. We're just living in it, man. Now, I put a picture on Instagram yesterday. People were very shocked by how skinny he is. I was too. This guy, he's like Gumby back there. It's unbelievable how his body works to stop the pucks. It's crazy. But I am hypnotized by his voice. It is. How much did you like Robbie when he was just saying goalie?
Hockey.
Goalie. Hockey players, they don't understand the goalie. And it was very fascinating to learn that hat that he was wearing was not a hat.
No, it was just a tea kettle cover.
Yep, he thought I was an idiot.
Well, wait, but he's the one that had it on his head first.
He's just goofing off. He thinks it's silly that I was looking for, I told him I was looking for a hat on Amazon that matched it. He goes, it's not hat.
It's a teapot cover.
Let's get the headlines.
Oh, my goodness.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Speaking of the Panthers, it is opening night, kids. The Cats Skating with the Lightning tonight, 7 p.m. You can hear all the action with Doug Plagans on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Yeah. We should go to some games this year. We should...
I'm going to a ton of games this year. That's my daughter's favorite team.
I know, but we should do a little show. We should do some show field trips out there. First of all, it's right by Leroy's house and my house.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all,
it's close to me, too. It's only a half hour from my house.
Right, it's not far from your house.
I mean, it's close to the Hebrews, too.
It is close to the Hebrews.
Very close.
And there is a Jewish Heritage Night. Maybe we should go to that one. What?
I'm down.
All right.
Hockey and Hebrews. What could be better?
They do it up for Star Wars. Now,
Hebrews and poker?
We're going to have another tournament. We're like, yeah, successful the first one. Going to have another one.
Well, Leroy came in the money in that one. Can I?
Yeah,
if Leroy didn't have to get up at 4, you would have really been in the money.
I would have kept going, yeah, but we just split it.
Yeah. So we have a little baseball action. After last night, the Rays beat the A's 5-1. Tonight, NLDS gets going. If you're into the baseball playoffs, St. Louis and the hated Atlanta Braves.
Go Cardinals.
Washington at Los Angeles following that. Thursday night football.
I saw a great tweet that somebody put out where they said Billy Bean should do a statistical analysis of elimination games.
It's pretty good.
That's funny.
I mean, question. If you're Oakland and you're an Oakland fan, do you complain?
I don't think you can because they are doing this with no money. I mean, it's amazing to see two of those franchises that are in that capacity, and you're like, man, how far back were the Marlins intellectually with all the BS they throw out there? They were so behind. First of all, it was like a mind-blowing thing that they were bringing analytics into the Marlins when Sherman and Jeter took over because you had Dan Jennings who's going off gut and donuts.
They did win a World Series that way.
What?
In 2003?
With cigars and guts.
Well, yeah, they did.
They did it in 97 with cigarettes and guts.
Yeah, but most of those guys were brought in with Dombrowski. Now, big props, because Loria did sign, he did go guts, and he did sign Pudge Rodriguez. So I'll give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, but he also went guts and signed, you know, Heath Bell and Wei and Chen.
And then he went no guts because he tried to sign Wei and Chen to a Weasley deal.
And a weasel back.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, you'll opt out after 2 years, right, Wei and Chen? And Wei and Chen's like, oh, yeah, yeah, totally, totally. I'll go and revamp my market. And nope, never mind. I'm going to make $20 million and not pitching
for you guys. Bounce a ball off the wall in the bullpen. We do have Thursday Night Football tonight. Seahawks hosting the Ram. Hosting the Rams at 8:20.
Just the Ram? The singular Ram?
Did you hear him?
What?
Drinking with his ice and the whole thing.
You're lashing
out.
No
one says anything at him.
Why does he do that? You're a finger pointer.
I am, and I have fat, pudgy fingers, short.
Look like little Vienna sausages.
They do. Robbie, the mileage tonight?
1,300.
So the 500-mile rule in effect?
It's fully in effect. I know it hasn't gone our way this year.
Seattle only a one-point favorite?
Yeah, and you have a home dog giving less. I mean, a home favorite giving less than 3 points. I figure a home team would be at least a field goal favorite. It's easy money.
Okay, easy money, says Robbie. Hey, the other big story, we actually haven't really talked about it, is we talked about it a lot yesterday, and we'll talk about it with Ira coming up. James Johnson's still away from the heat for a second day.
It's
of,
early.
Conditioning.
Like, I'm not even, like, are you worried? Really worried about that?
Not really worried. I would like to know, I think this is clearly like a fat thing, right? Like, this is a body fat thing? Is that what we're getting down to?
I would say, we can ask, like, Ira.
You know what I was wondering? I saw that, we mentioned this yesterday with Bobby Marks saying that he misses out on a bonus, that he misses out on like $250,000 bonus.
Yeah, there's a fat percentage bonus.
Heat are hard cap this year. Like, does that affect their end bill? So
I think bonuses affect the cap differently.
To skirt around, right? But like, if the bill's the bill at the end, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Like, I know in football, like, they have all these bonuses. They work against the salary cap a little bit different.
I was just wondering when I saw that, and I saw that he is when it's a quarter million, and like if every dollar helps on a hard cap team, if that does affect. Because again, I'm ignorant on some of the salary cap stuff. It's very, 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 very confusing. But if that is the case, I can see the Heat being like, oh, get out of that one. Get out of that one.
Oh, and they use the old Tobin line.
Sorry, JJ.
No, the old Tobin line. Dodge that bullet.
May have.
So they have.
Why you gotta hold it over my head, man? We had good times this week. We talked to Gogi.
Because you always do that.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Don't worry. How long before basketball season starts?
Oh, man.
No. Not even that. I don't even care about that. When is the trade deadline?
Well, don't worry about that.
We're going to bring a whiteboard in here. Guys Tobin wants traded.
Right there?
Yep, because you like there needs to be some type of record.
Space.
There needs to be some type of record.
We don't have enough space right? for that
because
whiteboard.
Because soon as Bradley Beal gets a little disgruntled, right?
I mean, he is disgruntled. He hasn't signed his extension.
He has 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's going to sign it. He's not going to sign a 5-year deal with the Heat.
Moving on, prosecutors in the Spagate scandal for Bob Kraft are continuing to want to get the video to use in court.
Good. Good on the prosecutors. Let me tell you something. Don't let this old man skate, all right? He goes out there, and he's getting uttered up in Jupiter at the Orchids of Asia Spa. I want justice,
You want to see him getting milked?
Yep. I want them showing him. I want those ladies going at him like Farmer Fran. I don't want this to just skate by thinking we forgot what was done to besmirch the name of Jupiter, Florida. I speak for Palm Beach County.
You really want to see wrinkly Bob Kraft?
I want justice is what I want.
On all fours?
I want justice, and I'm tired of it. It's nonsense. And I hope this is brought up in the Antonio Brown appeal. I hope he has to pay $9 million because he was treated like a cow. I don't know what the two have to do with one another, but I hope that AB brings that into the case.
That footage can be on a mini disc.
Patriots.
Also, Julian Edelman got into a hot tub with Bill Belichick naked.
That's awkward.
Patriots.
I don't know if there's anybody I'd be less comfortable being around naked than Bill Belichick. Have you been naked around him, Leroy?
You ever seen Bill naked?
No. They don't. They have their own locker.
Bill,
locker
sauna room. Guy.
He didn't just give like a little speech in the locker room naked.
No, dude. We used to like guys just walk in there all free willy. Hey, man. Get a towel. We ain't in there like, no. Sometimes you don't wear a towel because you're not comfortable being naked. Sometimes you wear a towel out of respect for the other people that might be in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no respect at LA Fitness with these old timers.
The old guys.
Got the pendulums like, just swinging.
I am so tired of walking into a locker room at LA Fitness and it looks like I'm with a Ram truck with the two little.
So why must you shave in the nude? This I know. That's just dangerous.
The beans hanging like that squirrel
it's
yesterday.
Dangerous if he's shaving.
No, what if he slips and psst, I don't know.
You don't shave much, do you?
No, I mean clearly.
I mean, how are you going to get from your face down to your...
I'm saying it's possible that there could be a slippage. Maybe he's got like a Mach 3. Who knows? Three blades.
They make them with five now.
What?
Five blades.
I wouldn't need that. That seems unnecessary. Although I hear this electric thing is all the rage.
The electric thing?
It is all the rage.
Is it good?
No.
It is all the rage.
No, I'm good. I don't want an electric thing.
You ever go with just the one straight edge?
When I go to the barber, I get the straight edge.
Oh, yeah, you're like $60.
I don't understand how you go get pampered.
Oh, Barber Willie Sr. does it up, gets that mask on me, gets my pores all clean.
It looks like, tell him, stay off the eyebrows next time.
I don't have any eyebrows.
It looks like he's been shaving them.
He doesn't touch them. I mean, he'll ask me, say, you want me to do the eyebrows? I'm like, what eyebrows?
You know, they do something for that at Macy's.
I do. Listen. I do have him get the hair on the ears.
Listen, as an attorney, I have a question. So
who's attorney?
Yeah, I'm an attorney. So I have a question.
He represented me in court.
How is it possible? That was kangaroo court, though. That was ridiculous.
Well, you're a peacock.
That did not go well. You are a peacock pirate.
You should be a peacock pirate.
I'm not a peacock pirate. Don't say that.
You're a peacock pirate.
Even OJ's legal team couldn't have gotten me off that suspension.
No, but I wonder, if you have a case where a guy is allegedly being uttered, if I have video, why am I not allowed to use that? That seems ridiculous. This judge was clearly, I think, swayed with Super Bowl tickets. I say that with all irresponsibility, throwing out wild allegations.
I don't believe
apologize.
You're using uttered in that context.
Sir, he was uttered.
Patriots!
All right.
Well,
he was getting the butter churned. Okay, and I want to know.
Whoa!
Churned
top shelf where
Mrs. Mueller keeps the peanut butter.
Yes.
Yep.
Patriots.
I want to know why is this all of a sudden being buried? seems convenient.
Well, they make these comments and they get the they want to see if it's still fresh in everybody's minds. And I guess they found out, so it'll die down again.
Maybe they can have an HBO special, 14 Minutes of Craft.
Patriots!
It's the only season of Hard Knocks coming up this year.
14 Minutes of Craft.
Patriots!
From Bentley to...
The Patriots are doing Hard Knocks.
I mean, he couldn't even...
One episode only.
Was he that nervous about Patrick Mahomes?
Patriots!
He wasn't nervous at all, clearly.
He should get a little relax on.
Patriots!
Listen, only 4 minutes today.
Patriots.
Seriously, from the time he left the car, he had to go inside. You have to pay the mama-san, and then you go into the room. I guess you get disrobe, right? And then you get milked. And
well,
then
first you got to get in position,
right? You got to get milked. You get it on the table.
Let's say uttered. Milked is very. you're going too weird there.
Uttered. You get uttered. Then you got to put your clothes back on. Then you got to get out of there in 14 minutes. 14 minutes?
Maybe he was wearing a windbreaker, like he had the breakaway pants. Like he was checking into an NBA game.
Like the Chris Farley Chippendales thing?
Yeah. All of a sudden, the Alan Parsons Project starts taking...
Somebody said he was getting the shake weight package.
Patriots!
Along with right above, right below, Peacock Pirate Esquire.
Back after this.
Patriots! Patriots!
And now, starting up
Patriots.
For your Orchids of Asia Spa, number one,
Patriots!
Depanced!
Patriots!
In full cow position,
Patriots.
Robert the Utter Kraft.
Patriots.
Get him, Jupiter. Get him.
Patriots.
Don't stop. Fight the good fight. Ira Windeman's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Heat camp continues today. Yesterday, Jimmy Butler, he was telling reporters that he goes to bed at 6:30, 7 o'clock. To get ready for his 3:30 wake up call, which, look, he's obsessive. He's one of the best in the league, and as we were talking about with Bobrovsky, like that's sometimes what separates, I guess, the best. We were talking to Myers Leonard with this yesterday, where he's saying like, yeah, you get there at 6 o'clock, you think you're good, you're there early, and Jimmy Butler's already in a full sweat, so it's good. He's setting the tone for it, man, and he's going to bed super super early, which. I mean, it doesn't seem like an enjoyable life, but look, that's the one thing that's crazy about it is, you know, you have all these dumb Philadelphia 76ers fans who are like, oh, he doesn't care about winning. Why did he leave? You go to Miami to win. It's like, first of all, it's atrocious that the Philadelphia 76ers think they have any standing to talk about the Miami Heat as far as winning and culture and being a winning franchise. Like, you guys are embarrassing yourselves for a decade along because the Heat were kicking the crap out of you so bad in the playoffs. You guys decided to start something called The Process. So the idea that you guys finally get a little bit of success, just a morsel of success, and you want to hold yourself up to some higher standard of winning when you got Joel Embiid, who's fantastic, but a crybaby, and also loves him some milkshakes, and you got Ben Simmons, who fears nothing more than to take a jumper outside of 5 feet. The idea that you have a franchise anchored by that and you have any standing to determine how much Jimmy Butler wants to go win is laughable to me. It's completely laughable. But it's Philadelphia it's a bastard franchise that will fight their own NBA players for wearing a Washington Redskins jersey. So what do you expect? The place is rough. But I just find it hilarious. Hilarious. That they're going to go out there, going to be like, yeah. And the funny thing is, they're all like, yeah, you know about this Josh Richardson, one of the best up and comers in the league. It's like, yeah, we do. In fact, we've already been through this experiment, Philadelphia. I don't know if you know this, but last year, we were contemplating having to part with Josh Richardson to begin with for Jimmy Butler. And the idea that you guys are going to be like, oh, you guys don't know that the potential. It's like, no, they do. In fact, the Heat, they turned this guy actually into something when nobody did. He was the 40th pick. So you're going to go out there and see, like, yes, this guy was the missing piece. It's like, well, yeah, as long as you don't have to stay in bounds, I guess he could be the missing piece. But one thing that is going to be missing for you guys, unless Ben Simmons can get off this perpetual fear to shoot a jump shot, is who are you going to late in that game? I want to know. Please. When Joel Embiid is worn down because he's been running his mouth more than he's been running in the offseason, and when Ben Simmons is sitting there brick after brick after brick, and Tobias Harris is doing his Tobias Harris thing, which is, you know, being very, very above average, but nobody goes to him in the clutch, and you have Al Horford, who's as boring as watching paint dry, when you have to go to Jay Rich late and you don't, and you need that clutch basket, what's going to happen when he steps out of bounds? Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. He's a wonderful player, a wonderful dude, works his ass off. There's not a scratch you can put on him as far as all that character stuff is concerned. But when it comes to having to be in bounds, everyone's got their flaws, and my God, that is his. I don't know what to tell you. And yet, the guy who was making all the baskets for you, going shot for shot with Kawhi Leonard, who won on a miracle, going shot for shot with Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs, your go-to guy, the really reason you guys were out there, you know, building that winning that you guys claim he hates so much, all of that was because of him. Not because of Ben Simmons, not because of Joel Embiid, not because of J.J. Redick, and not because of Tobias Harris. Because of Jimmy Butler. And so, what I want to know is, how does he hate winning when he was the reason for your winning? That's what's confusing to me, Philadelphia. You guys had a GM with burner accounts, and he got caught. You got to have a burner account like Pat Riley, which is anonymous and can only be discovered through great investigative journalism by me. And even when that journalism was used, I realized, it's Pat Riley. He doesn't tweet because he's not crazy like your former general manager was. But Philadelphia wants to tell me about winning. That's rich. This ain't the AI days, man. What are we talking about? You're going to be doing more winning than the Miami Heat? I mean, you guys cheered something called the process. Embarrassing. Embarrassing, Leroy.
We're doing the same thing down here.
You know what I wouldn't do?
Celebrating tanking.
No. Here's the thing. This is the difference. Once this process gets done, or this tanking gets done, I would never, ever, ever say to anybody, oh, that guy left Miami? He must hate winning. You can't do that. Yeah. And that's exactly what they're doing with Jimmy Butler. We'd never do that. You sound ridiculous.
Now, I know you. And so I'm going to say this because of that. Would you be saying that if Jimmy Butler wasn't a Heat player right now?
Let's get to Brian Flores. Brian Flores yesterday.
That is so perfect.
Was giving an evaluation of him and his coaching staff. Now, it's been tough sledding for Coach Flo and Flosophy, because
Flosophy, man. Whew.
Flosophy right now is, I hopefully don't punch anybody in the face.
Well, Flosophy is keeping it a little more real than Manos.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. You got Brian Flores yesterday, Robbie, giving an evaluation of himself and his staff.
I'm not good enough. I mean, that's the first thing I would say. You know, we've got to do a better job. You know, starts with me of getting this team ready to play. You know, specifically in the second halves. You know, just talking the last two games. And, you know, putting our guys in position to make plays. You know, there's been instances where we have, and we haven't, you know, made the plays on the field. But at the end of the day, you know, we can always do a better job as a coaching staff. And, you know, each person in the building takes responsibility. Again, we're not – this isn't a finger-pointing team or a making excuses team. We all kind of look at ourselves individually. Players, coaches, you know, personnel, everybody, you know, kind of takes a look at themselves and tries to get better. I think that's the best way for a team to grow. I mean, I think the one thing about this place is that, you know, there's a lot of there is no finger pointing. There is no place to blame. So we're all kind of rallying around each other, knowing that each guy, each coach, each player is working their butts off to help this team win. And I think if we keep that, you know, keep up with that, then, you know, we'll be just fine.
What a breath of fresh air. Not finger pointing. That wasn't the case last year.
Okay.
Last year.
Whoa, what?
What?
Do not use Miami current sports to bring out your list. Right?
I wasn't bringing out a list. I was
being
a compliment.
You are. You are.
No, that's not what I was doing. I was making a. I was complimenting.
By?
Well, I was just saying it's nice to hear a guy who's standing up and not finger pointing and not throwing other people under the bus. It's just nice to hear. That's all I'm saying. I'm not referring to anybody. Referring to anybody?
There's no worse than when you have a conversation with somebody, you know what they're going to say, you call them on it before they say it, and then they go, I wasn't going to say that.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yes.
I wasn't going to say that. But I do wonder, do you think that Brian Flores and that staff does look at the film and they're like, man, we're not doing a good enough job here.
Question.
Like, what are you miracle workers?
And that's the point. Like, you have to make adjustments within the confines of what you're capable of doing. Right? But my thing is that you also have to be aware. I don't think they're aware enough of the changes that could come and anticipate certain changes so you have something to go to when they occur.
Yep.
For example, say if you're running, you know, you're doing running screens well,
mm-hmm.
okay? Then when you come into the second half, you have to have a counter to those screen plays because they are going to go in saying, we got to stop this screen play. So you come out in the same look, run the same thing, except boom, you throw it deep because they're all jumping the screen. That's an adjustment. They don't seem to do that well. And so when the second half starts, everything gets stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about adjustments, I don't know whether they do have some adjustments in line, but they don't have the personnel to actually pull it off, or if they're just not making or having an idea of what adjustments they will get so that they can adjust off of those. Because you ever notice, it always seems like some coaches are ahead of the game. You know what I mean? It always seems like some coaches, no matter what you do, they already have an answer lined up. And so that's where they need to get, whether it's a personnel thing, whether it's limitations on what can be done.
The thing that's tough with the second half, like, look, getting shut out is inexcusable for four straight games. That's crazy.
Right.
But, I mean, are they just getting teams sleeping on them? Like, is there, like, a little bit of, like, Heat South Beach flu going on where, like, you just have a team, like, taking on the Dolphins. It's going to be we'll slow roll it into
No, because
game.
They actually look like they're playing well in the first halves.
I know, but are they playing well because the other team's taking it easy?
No. When you see – I don't know how – I've never been a fan of this. I've never been a fan of scripting your first 10 to 15 plays. Especially with this team, because if you only get 45 to 50 plays, that's like a quarter of football. So imagine scripting a quarter of football with all the different things that could happen during a game,
mm-hmm.
right? That's hard for me to accept. Like, sometimes you just got to play the game. Like, I wouldn't mind if you, you know, had 5 or 10 plays. You know, which they may have, but it's just frustrating that, like, I'll watch, you know, you know how you watch film and you hear an announcer go, oh, he's really jumping that slant. Probably good time for a slant and go. Same thing. You have to, as a coaching staff, look onto the field and understand what they're doing to you and have some adjustments ready to go. You don't have to go to them right away because if you're running off tackle away from the tight end, right? And it's working. And there's nothing they can do to stop it. That means you are, you know, executing better than they are. So don't adjust. You don't have to. But it seems like they come out in the second half and, oh, the defense or the offense has adjusted to what they did well in the first half and you go nowhere.
Yeah, that's certainly been crazy. Another text writes in, Leroy, we just suck, man. Don't you understand?
In other words, they need more experience.
21 needs.
Let me explain something to you. Robert Smith used to say this to me all the time because I used to ask him, hey, they have a lot of young players, so with more experience, he goes, hey, what do you think a bad player looks like with another year of experience?
I don't know. I've seen what a bad line looks like with the Canes with another few weeks of experience. Looks like Central Michigan. Ira Winderman, he talks some heat with us next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Heat camp in full swing, man. Been fun having some of the interviews we've been playing for Media Day. Workouts are going on. The only really bad news is James Johnson not allowed to work out with the team. It's crazy. Let's go to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. They will talk to Ira Winderman. Ira, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. James Johnson is doing well in my guest house. He's taking another steam. We're trying to get him down. So I think he'll be cutting weight by later today, we're hopeful of.
What? Okay, so this is – when they say conditioning, is this like he failed a workout where he was gassed or he didn't pass the body fat thing? Like, what does this mean?
Yeah, what the Heat does at the end of every season is Eric Foran, Bill Foran, the strength and conditioning staff basically say, okay, this is where you are at the end of the season. Here are your numbers for training camp. You can approach this however you want. You can work in our facility. You can work out on your own. You can do your kickboxing, your mixed martial arts. We don't care. You can eat buffets the first month of the offseason. But when we arrive at training camp, these are the numbers you have to make. And they had sort of been a little lapsing on it in recent years and giving guys the benefit of the doubt. And they made clear from the get-go, this is who we are and this is what we do. That's part A. Part B is a conditioning test, which apparently everyone passed, or at least the Heat said that. So it's just a matter of you get your numbers, you have to make your numbers. And I spoke to a bunch of players after practice yesterday, and they said, you know what? They are honest and they are candid about it, but we also know these are the expectations when you make millions of dollars.
Right. Yeah, it's just it was a weird wrinkle into the weekend. I felt back. It's like we sat down with him at Media Day, and you know, half the thing is he's talking about how great he feels, he's working out, he feels healthy, and then it's just like you get dropped this in your lap right as camp starts. Do you think this is like, you know, Riley's been talking about, I guess, the slippage in culture or whatever. Is this them sending a message now because they have Jimmy Butler who is touting out how much he loves being here with the culture? So they're trying to show that they're being more strict about it because he's here?
No, I think it's more of a case of just the fact that they finished with 39 wins last year, missed the playoffs three of the last 5 years. And just felt they weren't who they were. I mean, I think Leroy can almost talk to this from the standpoint of it was different coaches and different regimes at different times. There were different expectations. It's the old, if you're not early, you're late for meetings, where guys will walk in on time and the coach will lock the doors because you're not early. And the Heat let these players know the expectations will be hard and fast this offseason. And again, and I've heard this from so many athletes. They believe they are in shape. There's no athlete that shows up for training camp saying, my God, I really got to lose about 10 pounds during training camp. They believe it. James Johnson believed it. You guys were there for Media Day. He was confident and he was ready to go. But obviously the Heat have different standards. And again, everyone who's at camp says, yes, these standards can be brutal. But we play for the Miami Heat. We know what this team is. We know who they are. And we appreciate the expectations, even if some players would call them crazed.
Ira, Pat Riley's talking about Heat culture slipping. And right. I just want to know what goes into that. Is that just a matter of just the turnover in players? Is that because maybe they're not as talented as they were, you know, in the past? What's the situation there?
It's a matter of, again, like I said, like, okay, I'm not early for a meeting, but I'm not late. I'm not at your weight and conditioning standards, but I'm only a little bit over, so give me a week and I'll go sweat it off and I'll be fine. Because I have 90% of the playbook down, but I don't have 100% of the playbook down. Because there was extra early sessions that were available because I'm struggling with my shot and I didn't show up early. This team has unbelievable exacting standards. I spoke to all the Heat players yesterday who have played from other teams before in their careers. Dion Waiters, Goran Dragic, Myers Leonard, even Jimmy Butler. And they said, look, you know it's different in some places. You know that there are certain coaches and certain general managers who expect more of you. You either choose to be here because you signed as a free agent like Jimmy Butler, or you realize you were traded here and this is what it is, sort of like Goran Dragic, and you have to adapt to that. And Beast, I think that's why some players also want out of here. And that's why we've seen players leave over the years also, because they think it's over the top. They think it's too much. They believe that it is shortening their careers and guys move on also. Is it the right way? Well, the Heat will tell you it's the way that's delivered three championships and five, you know, NBA Finals appearances since 2006. So we stand by that. And I think it killed Pat Riley that he just couldn't trust the players to realize, you know, it's almost like your previous segment was Tobin was talking about the process in Philly and trust the process there for all the wrong reasons. We'll lose them, we'll get lottery picks. The Heat's thought always was trust the process because look what it did for you guys. It helped guys get big free agent contracts. It helped guys go deep into the playoffs. Why wouldn't you want to do this? You know what? I refer to it Beast this way, and I don't mean it in a condescending way. I've always felt the Miami Heat was a cult. And as an all cult, either you're all in or you're all not, but they're not budging on that. That's what they said with this move coming into this camp. We're not budging. There's the Heat way. There's not your way. This is our way. And this is the statement they wanted to make. Boom. First minute of training camp.
Yeah, but so why is this group of players different than players in the past? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why are there guys on this team that are saying, you know what, if I'm just a little bit over, it's okay. If I'm just a little bit late, I'm okay.
I got an answer now.
I think there's just one guy, really, is James Johnson. But I think, Beast, what happened was there was another guy who's not here and is on the other coast right now, and that's where it started also. And they simply didn't want people walking in and moping. And the big thing last year was complaining about playing time and complaining about their roles. And this is what they thought. Think about the switch they made in culture, guys. They moved Hassan Whiteside out, and they moved Jimmy Butler in. So really, if there was ever a time to tighten the screws and to reinforce who we are, there couldn't have been any more dramatic culture change in that locker room than going from Hassan, mostly mopey Whiteside, into Jimmy Butler up at 3:30, you know, getting going kind of guy. So this was the time to do it. Boot camp has begun.
All right, I think another thing with James Johnson is this. He's a fighter. So
yes.
When you're a fighter, you're used to losing weight a certain way. And he may have gone into camp thinking, hey, I made my weight. But they do a body fat test, which I've never done that, so I can imagine that you're not just losing weight and making weight with a body fat test. A body fat test is a way to show how you've been working throughout the whole summer and not yes. just the last couple of weeks. And that's the issue right there, is that when you make your weight but not your body fat, it's a clear sign that you have just been doing this for a short period of time, and it shows that you're not as committed as maybe they think you should be.
And that's what Dion told me. He says they stress the diet just as much. Goran told me that. He says if you eat right, we're all athletes. We all have
right.
this fantastic metabolism that we can be athletic at any time and do what we want. But if you don't eat right, Pat Riley believes the older you get, the lower your body fat because it's harder at that age. That's what he does. Heat players have told me for years, the way you measure body fat, I don't know if you ever see these calipers, and they basically pinch you on the side. We've all been sort of through that. And the joke in the Heat is you never know when someone's going to sneak up to you with the calipers and take your measurement because that's who they are. Look, guys, is that insane? Can guys protest about that? Absolutely. Of course it's over the top. But the Heat don't lie. There's no pretense here. There's no pretext that they're going to be different. This is who they are. Myers Leonard said, look, I was in Portland. They never tested us for body fat or for weight. But here I knew it was different. We were in great shape in Portland, but it's just a little bit different. Yesterday after training camp, after these guys have been out there for a two-hour session, they had all the guys, even Kelly Olynyk, who's not practicing, get on the scales. I'm about to publish a picture in a story I'm writing about that. They literally had the trainer carrying the scale player to player after this grueling practice when it shouldn't have been any easier cutting weight because they want the baseline. These guys weigh in every single week. And I've got to tell you, two-thirds of NBA players would tell you that is insane. And yet that's why Jimmy Butler is here. Because the guys, and Leroy, you know this in the locker room, there's always the fitness freaks. The guys who believe in it, again, it's like a cult. It's like a religion. This is the religion, the cult of Pat Riley.
Well, you can't spell culture without cult.
There you go. You see, you got another T-shirt that you can sell.
No, what? Robbie, what? Robbie,
what? No, what?
Minus one.
No, what?
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Minus one. Horrible.
That's horrible. Ira, the fact that you even entertained that. I got
Lorenzo down the hall, man. I'm telling him that we're going to make that shirt. That's going to be a thing. Before we get you out of here, Ira.
But he's sharper than me. I would have said you can't spell culture without religion, so I would have been way off.
Before we get you out of here, Ira, with Jimmy Butler, early impressions of him. What has kind of stood out to you? The wake up call seems bananas to me.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this. I'm going to say a word that if it's just used out of context, I can get in trouble. But my impression of Jimmy Butler is he's insane. He is so focused and so knowing of what he wants to be and what he wants his teammates to be. I told my wife this yesterday after I spoke to Jimmy about his crazy sleep patterns, how he literally gets in bed on off nights when there's not a game at 6:30 and it's lights out at 7 and he sort of lives the anti-vampire lifestyle. And as he was talking to me, there was such conviction, not only in his voice, but in his eyes. He has these kind of eyes when you talk to him. It's like he's looking right through you. You know, it's like it's such a piercing approach that he has that I would say this. If you are not all in with Jimmy Butler, there will be problems along the line. He, again, is the perfect fit for this team because he appreciates it. He said about James Johnson, look, we were all told ahead of time, and in the culture in general, you have to know that. He is going to lead the way. I am very curious, guys. When Eric Spoelstra names his captains this year, one, does James Johnson keep his captainship? Are there tri-captains? Or is this when you hand the keys to Jimmy Butler and tell everyone, this is who we are, this is the face of the franchise, this is what we want to be, and Jimmy Butler sort of becomes that guy. Yes, I am terrified of Jimmy Butler. And maybe if his teammates are also, maybe that's a good thing and gets this back on the right track.
Thanks for the time, Ira. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Ira.
Thanks.
I'm going to go cut weight, either that or eat a big meal and have a cigar. Thanks, fellas.
All right, Wyndham, and always appreciate him hopping on with us each week. We get some food now? Is this what we're going to go do? This is like,
I guess so. The Heat are rebranding that big lounge that is in the bowl. It's going to be the Bacardi Ocho Lounge.
About to rebrand my taste buds.
And they've got some good stuff going on in
there.
They
have crab and shrimp empanadas. I'm going to bust those right over the head. That little fancy bread thing, yon yon.
We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.